Your Secret Keys to Unlimited Love. Today, we are going to put the spring back in your step. We'll do this by opening the secret door to energetically clearing failed romantic entanglements. By the end of this CD, you'll be refreshed, renewed in your emotional body, more ready to meet your romantic life and your beloved with great joy, ease, and enthusiasm. In these short 60 minutes, you will become a lighter, brighter, more energized you. At the end of this CD, we'll review the fine points of what you have learned, tell you about the full process of karma clearing. Unlimited love, spectacular love, participating in creating miracles. Congratulations on loving yourself enough to participate on this CD and get your precious self in this beautiful space of healing. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some good times, lived through some bad times, but this time the hurting won't heal you. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. All right. Do you remember this old country song so popular in the 1980s? I do. My former husband played it over and over again just prior to and during our divorce. I think it was his theme song for quite a while. Oh, la la. Well, there are oodles and oodles of songs that speak to the hurtin' that won't heal after a breakup. Do you or did you have a theme song during a breakup? Just take a moment to think about that. Did you ever think, wow, this person could really be the one? And as the relationship progressed, your unresolved issues from failed love popped up and reared its ugly head, toppling your new relationships, leaving you alone and flustered? Well, I have good news for you today. This is the session we are going to get to the bottom of those hidden time bombs and move you towards full restoration of your happy, loving self. We are going to untwist those love lines and create a free-flowing river of powerful, graceful love. The guidelines to healing failed love are simple, straightforward, and direct. In part one of today's class, we're going to address the 5 thinking-feeling adjustments necessary to create an ease and flow in your natural shifts towards freedom and full self-expression of love. Part two will consist of a rocking meditation directed at healing and releasing your wounds and entanglements, as well as soothing and nurturing your spirit. As we clear you of the leftover refuse from failed love, it's really like taking out the trash. Your house and your life are better. You get rid of the stinky old kitchen garbage and make way for the sweet, fragrant feast of love divine. The fabulous 5 thinking-feeling adjustments. Number 1, end martyrdom. Number 2, stop the stories. Number 3, everything is in perfect order, no matter how things may seem to appear. Number 4, gratitude as your attitude. And number 5, focus on the fabulous you, balanced, healthy, and loving. End martyrdom. I mean it. Take the conversation of how you were wronged out of your day-to-day speaking. Stop generating sympathy from your friends for how much you have endured and how awful it is. And please stop finding others to have a pity party with. Really, saying, oh, I know you have been really hurt, supports a lower conversation that will not serve the miraculous shifts of healing for you or for your partners in crime, your buddies. Imagine you are a farmer planting seeds. Yes. you definitely can plant the seeds of noxious weeds, and they will grow and flourish. But wouldn't it be amazing to just plant a crop of healthful organic produce? It's a crop that will nourish and feed you and your life and the happy interactions and connections you have with all those you love and cherish for a lifetime. Seeds of growth and change are the correct use of your visions and your words from this moment on. Stop the stories. We have all created the stories to tell our friends and family that will put us in the best light possible and possibly represent our former partner as a bit of a monster, a jerk, or an ass. This is the story people will think about when they remember you and then when they talk about you to others. Poor so-and-so. And isn't he or she so, just so horrible? So now you have the world conspiring to lock you into a role of you as victim. And of course, when you are in the role of victim, you are not in the role of radiant being of light and love. When you stop telling the stories and you unravel the deeper threads of failure and anger, you are actually stepping back into the light. Harold Kushner, in his excellent book, How Good Do We Have to Be, speaks about anger with another emotion as poison. It's like you're standing there holding a hot potato in your hand, and the hot potato being the anger and the stories that you continue to live in, and you revive them every chance you get and share them with others. The thing is that you are the only one who's holding that hot potato, so you're the one whose hands are getting burned. Bottom line is, those stories are hurting you. They just don't allow you to be truly great, magnificent, and powerful. Everything is in perfect order, no matter how things may seem to appear. What if I told you that you were a human scientist? Now, prior to your birth, you worked it out with the Supreme Being to do an intensive study of love and human interaction. You promised yourself you would remember this was just an experiment. You would round up willing participants to play various roles so you could experience a wide range of human interaction and emotion related to love. Your plan was to research this and to document your findings, store them in your soul's encyclopedia, which is your Akashic Records. Your life is now playing out, and you are gathering research. You decided that in order to really deeply understand your field of study, you would become forgetful. In your forgetfulness, you dropped into the Maya, or the illusion, of the mortal world. You forgot this was just all for research. This was your play. The cast of characters were under your direction. Realistically, could you really be angry with someone who you gave a crappy role to? Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that things are right in any case. Gratitude as your attitude. Ask yourself, what was the good that has come out of this? Have you become stronger? Did you experience love, creativity, companionship? When we are in the attitude of gratitude, we generate more goodness zooming to us at light speed from all directions. Think about someone who you are wanting to clear with. Make a list of 10 things that came out of that relationship that you are really grateful for. I want to speak to you as your spiritual guide from the place of understanding. I know there are some terrible episodes that you have lived through, but now I'm asking you to take a leap of faith and let those stories and memories of pain wash away. When I was a little girl, my caregiver was mentally ill. Many bad things happened to me as an innocent little child. For a long while, I was hurt and angry. I discovered that I could not get free if I did not truly and wholeheartedly forgive. But it seemed impossible. Then I began to find it inside myself to say, I'm willing. I may not know how to forgive, but I'm willing to forgive. I actually found myself being able to leave the past in the past. I forgave the hardness of my past and came into the present moment. Later, I realized that I had been a scientist and discovered that there was nothing to forgive. I had planned out a very difficult life to grow from and from which I could do extensive studies. From those steps, I have moved into deep gratitude for all I have learned and for all those who have made the journey and the discovery interesting and richly rewarding. From the hardships, I am grateful for the deep connection with the divine and for my strength and the power I now embody. I am deeply grateful to all those who have assisted me in finding this diamond in the rough. Let gratitude permeate your every thought. Let it sweep into your joyous surrender and trust that things are coming fast enough. Know that there is enough time and that you are getting in all of life and all love that you were meant to experience. Focus on the fabulous you, balanced, healthy, and loving. When you are recovering yourself and releasing the illusions of failed love, the best thing you can do is stay focused on your wonderful, magnificent self. I work closely with individuals in my spiritual life coaching practice, helping them move beautifully into the fulfillment of their balanced life, fully self-expressed. Emotional maladies after a breakup, like anxiety or depression, really likely is reflecting a life out of balance. Returning to an even-keeled emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental life is the best way to progress rapidly into grace and ease. Now let's review those fabulous five thinking-feeling adjustments. Number one, end martyrdom. Number two, stop the stories. Number three, everything is perfect, no matter how things seem to appear. Number four, gratitude as your attitude. And number five, focus on the fabulous you, balanced, healthy, and loving. Get fit and get happy, because this is your time to shine.